Off the Ball, GAA.
I think if everybody's been honest with themselves, you know, we would have went down to Dublin on the hope that we can ignite the thing again. But once we were beaten by Cork, I think we knew deep down that we weren't going to win in All Ireland.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Full-time, Offaly, 1 goal and 8 points. Clare, 16 points. Clare have booked their place in Monday morning's draw for the quarterfinals of the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship, with their manager Eugene Foody hoping that the game will be fixed as a doubleheader with Clare's All-Ireland Hurling semi-final with Limerick next Sunday. Having lost out to the Group 2 winners Kilkenny last weekend, the Banner needed to avoid defeat against Offaly here in Birr to be assured of progression to the knockout stages. It was the flawless free-taking of Róisín Begley, named player of the game after striking 10 points in all, that proved the platform for victory as they overcame last year's All-Ireland Intermediate winners by 5 points in the finish. Offaly were chasing a 6-point win themselves to advance to a quarter final, and they had led by 4 when Grace Tehan hit the net after good work from Clodagh Lahey in the 20th minute. But their half time advantage, having played with the aid of a strong wind, was cut back to just 2 points at 1-6 to 7 points. Clare made the most of the wind in the second half, winning it by 9 points to 2, as Offaly chased goals in vain, and Begley and Zion Spillan kept the scoreboard ticking over into the town end here at St Brendan's Park. Limerick and Dublin's draw means that Offaly remain at senior for next season. Their manager Jack Myers says he'll most likely stay in charge. Dublin are now set to face the basement side Wexford in the relegation playoff. Despite making 11 switches in all, already qualified Kilkenny had 5 points to spare over Wexford, and the semi-final spots will be decided after tomorrow's games in Group 1. Full-time, it's Clare who advanced to a quarter-final. Clare 16 points, Offaly 1.
Eugene, congratulations first of all into the draw for Monday, which is the most important thing about today, really.
Yeah, exactly. We knew coming up, everything was in our own hands. We had 3 wins so far in the group. We knew if we came away with a win or a draw today, that we'd be going to Croke Park, and everything was in our own hands. And that was the motto all week. That's what we told the girls, and really happy with the result.
Yeah, I think a fairly professional performance all in. I saw under Róisín on the pitch, she took her freeze particularly well during the day, which is always helpful in a tight kind of game. But just in a more general sense, you kept yourselves in it even against the wind in the first half.
Yeah, we've a habit of doing that against the breeze so far in the championship. We got our structure right and we got our matchups right. That was a difficult breeze to play against. It was a swelling breeze. We spoke at half time to the half back line. They struggled to get to terms with the breeze at some shape because. We're just delighted that we got over the line and that we're going back to Croke Park second year in a row.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing is to build on that. Particularly when you got one of your most important players out injured as well. You were coming off the Kilkenny game last week. You needed that type of professional performance just to get today done.
Yeah, look, we were down 3 goals from today. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, Lauren and Quiver have been long down, Daniel Griffin from last week. 3 regular starters, so to me, fair play. But it just shows the strength and depth we have in the panel. And that you have subs, and we brought subs on today, like Maeve Millay and Ian Loughlin. They chipped in with a couple points as well, and you need that. You need a whole panel that can chip in with some scores.
I don't mean to put it onto an individual, but like Lorna is so well known as such a good player, like she's been magnificent for a few seasons. It's a killer blow to have her out long term, isn't it?
It is. It is. She's class. There's a lot of teams that have quality players out, and you just have to, you can't rest on your laurels and one player out and down tools. The rest of the girls have huge work put in all year, and delighted that they can show their skills in the biggest stage of all.
You've gone to All Ireland quarterfinals in both systems now, both the old group and the way this group was drawn this year. Was this group not a bad thing this year though? Because I think talking to the Offaly management as well, they felt having good competitive games in Group 2 hasn't done any of these teams any harm either.
I wouldn't totally agree with that. Now, for emerging teams as in this group, I mean, Kenny ourselves, they're going to be out 3 weeks in a row. There's going to be teams in the draw on Monday morning. They might have 0 points, and they're still in it. They didn't play last week. Yeah. They're playing tomorrow. Then it has to the same degree of what we are. So we have to play 3 weeks in a row. We'd 1 week off. We're going to be playing 3 weeks in a row again. That's huge. I mean. Doesn't horses be able to do that for you? I mean, we're expecting girls to have a day jobs and to be recovery and trying to do that. Whoever wins next week has no game for 3 weeks. Yeah. I think there's an opportunity to look at it in greater detail than this just snap, snap, snap and get it all over and done with.
Yeah, it does feel like a trade-off as well, doesn't it? That they have no real stakes on their games in Group 1. So therefore, as you say, a team could have 0 points and still go to a quarter-final.
Yeah, there probably will be teams that will be 0 points and still be in the draw. And we qualified last year to qualify with one win, right? Yeah. With their 4 wins this year.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's great to have games and you win and all that, but it does take the toll on the panel. You need a bigger panel, you need a stronger panel to be able to compete with that. And that's for another day. We just have to go with the rules of there, but it is rather harsh.
Roisin set me out on the pitch. She doesn't care if you have to go to Dublin twice next week if it works out, but I'm sure when the draw happens in Morning Ireland on Monday, you'd love to be in with the hurlers on Sunday as part of a double header.
It'd be massive if you could have the both teams, the banner all going around Croke Park. You know, especially for the girls, it'll be a huge reward for the work they've put in this year, and hopefully the powers that be will see a sense and put them all on the one day.
Just on the final note for you guys, you're above that development level now, you're trying to just do the catch up with the very, very elite within this championship. It must be great to be going back to All-Ireland quarterfinals in back to back years.
Yeah, well, that was the goal at the start of the year. I mean, our first goal was to win the league and we did that. Our second goal was to, you know, it was a huge experience last year getting to Croke Park, and our second goal was to get it, and we today thankfully we've achieved it.
Roisin, first of all, congratulations, qualifying for the draw for Monday. That was the task, and you've completed it here this afternoon.
Yeah, look, I suppose, it was a tough day out. We were up against it in the first half. There was this very strong wind, as you can probably hear today, but we were delighted to go in maybe only 2 points down half time. So we were told to stick what we were doing, and that's what we did, and thankfully we came out on the good side in the end.
Yeah, I suppose you knew your own equation here, which was get a draw or get a win and get through. I don't think there was any panic when you found yourselves down, even after Offaly got the goal in the first half?
Yeah, I suppose I actually would say that there was a little bit of panic. I think we were taking shots on goal there after Offaly have gotten goals. I think we panicked a small bit, but our message at halftime was that, you know, if we are still down, to just keep the scoreboard tipping over. We knew that goalie was brilliant. She saved some brilliant shots, and there's an assist share from the goals there. So we panicked a small bit, but thankfully in the second half we just kept the scoreboard ticking, and that's probably what got us over in the end. Yeah.
Second half impressive. You know, wind has never won a match, but ultimately you kept Offaly to just 2 points in the second half.
Yeah, geez, I actually didn't even know that, but we actually have played against the wind and against them in the first half and with the wind in the second half in lots of our matches, and we've actually been disappointed with our second half performance. So we're delighted that we could put out the best performance there in the second half today. Even, like, I know a wind doesn't win you matches, but it definitely didn't today. We dug it out in the end.
We were discussing on the show during the week, this group two seems to have worked reasonably well. I know the Kilkenny is the only real blot on the copybook, but aside from that, you've got good competitive games and a good run to go into Croke Park now.
Yeah, we have. I suppose we haven't been playing against one of the top four that often, so we'll have to see how we get on next week, and we definitely have our homework for us for next week. But yeah, we've enjoyed this group, and it's been extremely competitive. Like, Offaly have turned over Dublin, they've turned over Wexford, so it's very competitive, and we've really enjoyed all the matches, so hopefully, you know, we won't feel it in our legs next week.
Just your own free taking, you must have been happy with how today went in the end once you got your first couple in. Like you say, it's probably a difficult day to try and judge this wind as well.
Yeah, it was kind of changing a little bit. I was disappointed last week with a few of the frees, and I missed one today, but I suppose there was a strong wind there in the second half that helped. But yeah, happy enough. Yeah.
You wait and see what happens to Group 1 tomorrow before you find out in Morning Ireland who you're going to be playing. I assume the most important thing is, given Clare and Limerick and Croke Park on Sunday, you want to be the first game in the doubleheader on Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose we won't mind. Look, it's not often we get to play in Croke Park, so if it's Saturday or Sunday, we won't mind, but we'd definitely prefer it to be there with a bigger Clare crowd. Yeah.
For once, if you have to go to Dublin twice in the weekend, you won't mind?
No, we won't mind. We'll stay up.
Jack, most important thing from an Offaly perspective, not even the result here, but the fact that you're stayed up for next season, the good news coming from Limerick that game has finished up a draw, and this team, I suppose, have achieved the main goal for this year, which is to stay senior.
Yeah, look, it was the minimum goal, I suppose, at the start of the year, was to stay senior, and look, I'm delighted the girls have done that. They've worked really hard all year for it, and they've shown it here in Burr last week, and even in Tullamore, and all the games, really, in fairness to them, you know. But I'm disappointed with them at the same time, because they were looking for more, they wanted more, and look, it just didn't happen for us today, unfortunately, and you know, look, they're still there for next year, which is the big thing.
Was the feeling when Grace Teaton hit the net that maybe this might be the day? 6 points was obviously the magic number, but you start to think maybe that's possibly there?
Yeah, look, we knew 6 points, it was something we were trying to stay away from, really. We were looking for the performance, you know, the tackle count, the work rate. The girls really went at it in the first half, you know. We got the score, we were probably unlucky, we found the back of the net again and it was ruled out. But look, it's just one of them days, you know. Sometimes they go for you and sometimes they don't, you know.
Yeah, and look, I suppose this wind in the second half, the score's right up, just the 2 points. points in the second half. But when you're on the pitch, you can appreciate how strong this wind is.
Oh yeah, look, it's really strong. And again, when you're playing again the quality side like Clare, you know, it makes it all that harder. Like, you know, but again, I thought the girls fought really well. We created some really good chances when we ran at them there in the second half. We did cause them a lot of trouble and probably just didn't get the reward at the end.
I wonder as well, was this group two a good thing when it came to this team? Because coming up from intermediate, rather than say maybe been drawn against some of those top four teams that are playing in group one, this meant for a good competitive group of games to play in.
Yeah, look, it is. It really was really, really competitive, you know, no more than the league. It was really, really competitive. And, you know, for Offaly coming up, it's a good thing, you know. You can look at it another way then as well. You know, if you got two wins any previous year, you've been in All-Ireland quarter-final, you know. So it's really, really hard. We slipped up probably against Limerick, and it's you can't. There's no second chance in this group. Like, that's when you have six teams going for two positions, you really have to be at it every single day. Like, you know, but it makes for an exciting championship. I'm sure from outside looking in. Like, but it's really hard on the girls. You know, week on week on, or yeah, week after week. Sorry.
I appreciate. I'm not trying to make a glass half full after a defeat. You want to win every single game. But if you take the two home wins, the game against Wexford, the double header with the hurlers that day, the win against Dublin here, which crucially have kept you up, that's made for a pretty decent year. First year back at senior, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, again, it would. And I suppose I was seeing things there, but you know, they've exceeded their expectations, like, you know, but not for these girls. Like, they really do set high standards, and they set them at the start of the year, and they went hard after it. And you know, it is a success. It is a success, you know. They're still there, but you know, we wanted more. You know, these girls wanted more. They've worked really hard for it. And you know, look, it is to stay up, it's good, but you know, we wanted to be going on the road next week.
Yeah, Ola Crow Park would have been lovely to go back after being there for the intermediate final last year. But like, the commitment you get from this group as well. I was reading during the week Ellen Regan cut off her cast 2 weeks early to make sure she was back available for the business end of the championship. That's, I suppose, the type of commitment you want to see from your panel.
Oh, look, you know, it is definitely like and that's what these girls are. You know, Ellen was she just arrived in training with a gun, and she says, "I'm back in," like, you know, and that's what you want. Look, but look, Ellen is a great girl, but like, we've the same last week, you know, we girls coming in at half time against Dublin and we were battered and bruised. You know, I know Rachel had ice on the face, and you know, Aisling had the hand swelled up, but these girls, you know, they go ahead. Like, you know, there's no excuses. They didn't look for any excuses, and they, you know, I think they stepped up well. And you know, I'm sure they are disappointed, but I'm sure when they really do get to look back at it, they'll be happy that they've stayed up for this year.
On a final note for you personally, you must have been delighted to get that buy-in, because I mean, obviously meal management changes around after the All-Ireland last year. Quite a few of the players from Crow Park last year were in the stand watching you, didn't come in for this season, but what you got from this group of players this year has been excellent.
Yeah, look, I think there was a lot of talk about Cork in transition, but like, you know, the reality is, I think from the league final we're down 14 and we're down 13 from the panel that went in Croke Park last year, you know. And like, that's probably a concern from an Offaly point of view, that we have such a high turnover in a small county. And you know, I look, again, as I'd say, and as I said, you know, Sarah and Becky came in there, you know, during the league, you know, they weren't available at the start, and you know, the door will always be open in Offaly as far as I'm concerned anyhow. And again, look, I've seen my 3 year term now, and I'd have to go back and answer the hard questions with the county board and see where we go from there, like, you know. But it's good. Look, it's good. It's boding well, and you know, hopefully there'll be more girls back in next year, and maybe look at under 23 championship, get a team in there, because a lot of young girls. And I suppose while I'm here, I'd like to thank, you know, six minors came in last week, and you know, on Tuesday, and met up the numbers in training. You know, it's great, and you know, they didn't look out of place at all. Like, there's some really good players coming through, so you know, the future is bright for Offaly.
You prompted my final question. Having been part of this management team and having been the solo manager for this season, whether you want to still be involved next season, I get the feeling from your point of view, I know you obviously have to think about it afterwards, but it seems coming off the pitch after the last game, you'd like to be involved again next year.
Aye, look, these are a great bunch of girls to be working with. Like, they're very easy to work with. You can see that for the way they play on the field. Like, but the reality of it is, we took on a 3 year term. We've seen it out, just a small little reshuffle with myself and Barney and stuff. And you know, I suppose we'll have to sit down and see what the county board thinks now, and what the players think. And again, we'll have to talk to people and see if there's buy-in going to be there, and talk to the management team. Like, it's, you know, we didn't really look back past today. We were hoping to be looking into next week, like. But again, look, we'll sit down and review it, and we'll see where we go from there.
Look, it feels weird congratulating a manager after a defeat, but congratulations on staying senior for next year.
Lovely, thanks very much.
Thanks, William. Amy, look, the most important thing from an Offaly perspective, probably staying for senior next year, but is there a certain amount of regret given you were a couple of points up at half time that maybe you didn't kick on second half?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's, I know it's bittersweet, I suppose, because, you know, we are still up next year, but we were hoping to get the win today and, you know, push on for a quarter final next weekend. And yeah, look, we were up at half time and we didn't push on, and that's, you know, we're looking back now and I suppose we look back in the next few days and we'd be really disappointed, but look, we're safe, I suppose, for next year, so we can push on then again.
It's still quite the adventure though to come from like Division 2 of the league not that long ago and All-Ireland Intermediate last year to now consolidating your place in league and championship for this year. Like, they're small steps but they're important ones.
Yeah, definitely. And like, you know, we did lose a big group of players from last year, so we're kind of building again at the start of the year. And you know, our main thing was that we wanted to drive on, we didn't want to be just coming up to go back down, and I think we did, we succeeded at that. And look, I'm just so proud of the girls, like they put in a massive shift all year, and we can stay up now and drive on again for next year and hopefully get further in the competitions.
Is that a tricky thing, because a lot of them were in the stand today that would have been in Croke Park with you last year, that if someone gets up, like the promotion to senior was so important last year, you can't really blame anyone for leaving the panel at that stage, but it's difficult to lose as many experienced heads as you did.
Yeah, absolutely. Now look, we lost players but we gained a good few as well, you know, the likes of the Brennans who came in, like they're massive assets to the team, and I suppose for everyone we lost we gained a few as well, but as I said, it was kind of like building a new team at the start of the year, and it took us a while to find our feet in the league, and I suppose then into championship we drove on, and we're happy with our performances, but bittersweet, as I said.
Yeah, I appreciate you were chasing 6 points. That was the kind of crucial score that you were going to require if you're going to qualify for the draw on Monday. At some point, like maybe when Grace puts the ball into the net, do you start thinking, okay, 3 or 4 points up then, maybe this might happen?
Yeah, I suppose, and look, when you're in the match you don't really be thinking to that, you're kind of focusing on the next ball all the time, but it is disappointing that we didn't push on, and I suppose there's a massive wind out there as well which played a huge factor, and Clare had that in the second half, and you know they used the wind to their advantage, where maybe we didn't push on enough in the first half and used it to our advantage as well as they did.
Yeah, and I think as well, you obviously had to see it any time a free was given away, but when Roisin Begley stepped up to a free, it was almost certainly going over.
Yeah, absolutely, she's a brilliant free taker, and I suppose that was a killer as well. Every free we gave away she was putting them over the bar, and that was killing us, so yeah, it's disappointing now.
Group 2 I think has actually worked out quite well, and Clare were saying the same, that if say this had been the old structure, you could have ended up coming up against a Galway or Cork or one of the big teams early on. I think the fact there were competitive games across the board in this was good for a team stepping up from intermediate.
Yeah, absolutely, and as we saw today, like there was so many different scores that could have happened, and you know we were possibly in a relegation match or a quarter final. Like it was much more competitive, I think, this structure, and it definitely allowed us to kind of push on for in the senior championship, you know. And like if we come up against the likes of Cork, you know, maybe it would have dropped the morale, I suppose, in the group if we got the loss or whatever, but I think the group structures worked really well, and yeah, as I said, it was a really competitive championship.
And some good days for you as well. I think at the Wexford day ahead of the Hurlers in Tullamore where you won, the game against Dublin here a few weeks ago where you won as well, they're proper meaningful games and meaningful results to get back at senior again.
Yeah, absolutely, like they're the teams you'd be thinking of when we were down in intermediate. No, we would have put them up as really strong teams at senior, and to get the win against them was huge for us, like it drove on the team massively, and yeah, as I said, just so proud of the girls that we got those wins, and it really shows us like there is belief in our team now that hopefully next year we can build on this again and, you know, get more competitive next year.
The language you're using is very much that you want to be around as part of this group next year when you say we're going to kick on and whatever else. There's no chance you now go, oh, we're in senior, we've done our 2 years here now, I'm going to go. So you're happy to stay on for next season?
Absolutely, yeah, looking forward to next season already. Yeah.
Would you be hoping that the current management stay around as well, because Jack was saying kind of this is the end of his 3 years as part of the management teams, as he put it, so he used to have a chat with the county board, but it seems the very good job they've done, you'd probably like to have them around for next season.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, any management that says on, it's great because they know the players already, we know them, and it allows the team to kind of just kick on from where we left off, I suppose. So yeah, it'd be great if they stay on, but look, if they decide to move on, we'll have to move on with them, and yeah, we look forward to whoever comes in, I suppose, next year.
And on a final note, does this summer give you belief of what you can do for next season as well? Obviously I think the Limerick game is probably the most disappointing one of the lot, but outside of that you've good competitive performances against a lot of teams. I would think that probably gives confidence for next year too.
Absolutely, yeah, and even today, like, we are disappointed, but I think we're really happy with our performance, and we didn't get the scores in the end, but as you said, the Wexford match and the Dublin match that we won, like, it's huge for us, and it will instill that belief in us for next year that we can push on and play maybe the bigger teams and get the wins.
Yeah, and my last question, and I appreciate obviously there's nothing to do with Offaly really, but the other teams coming out here, I don't think it's going to do Kilkenny or Clare any harm going to Croke Park next week, having played the games they have in this group either.
No, absolutely, like they've, as I said, all their games are competitive, and I know Kilkenny topped the group, but I think every match that they played was a really competitive game, and look, they've played more games than the girls in the other group, so that might stand to their advantage, and you know, best of luck to them next weekend, I suppose. Off the ball, GAA.